Good morning. A warm and muggy overnight period across interior New York and New England, with a round of showers and a couple of embedded thunderstorms rolling through parts of the Adirondacks. Most of this action is diminishing across the Northway around the Lake George area and as it works its way into portions of Vermont. So just a few scattered showers left over. A stationary front draped across the northern tier of New York and New England will continue to provide the focus for clouds, scattered showers, and thunderstorms, which will again develop later on this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, and it'll be muggy, with temperatures reaching the lower to middle 80s on average. North of the front, temperatures will be cooler toward the Canadian border. Another wave of low pressure will work its way along this stationary front again tonight, with more numerous showers and thunderstorms and also areas of fog as lows drop back into the lower and middle 60s. In this warm and humid environment, that'll continue into the day tomorrow. We'll have hazy sun and also another opportunity of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon hours, with highs on Wednesday reaching again into the lower to middle 80s. A more vigorous area of energy, along with a cool front, will work its way through the region on Thursday. This is the day where I'm expecting to see the best chance of more numerous showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, and temperatures will hold in the upper 70s. Lingering showers with this system on Friday, some sunshine in the afternoon with highs around 70, then we'll dry it out in time for the holiday weekend with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday, a bit of a breeze and cooler air with temperatures in the middle to high 60s, and bouncing back up to 70 with mostly sunny skies the way it looks right now for Memorial Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southwest Arkansas, southeast Oklahoma, northwest Louisiana, central and northeastern Texas, and a slight risk of severe storms across parts of the Southern Plains, Ozarks, Mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes. An upper-level trough will move eastward from the southern Rockies into the southern plains today. At the surface, a cold front will advance southeastward across central Oklahoma and west-central Texas. Ahead of the front, dew points across the warm sector should be in the middle to upper 60s, resulting in moderate to strong instability by this afternoon. That instability, sharply cooler air with height, and moderate to strong deep layer shear should be supportive of widespread severe thunderstorm development across the moderate risk area, where a significant severe weather event will be possible again today. Supercells, some with large hail greater than 2 inches in diameter, will be possible with the more intense supercells. In addition, the more dominant supercells should be capable of producing tornadoes as the low-level jet stream strengthens. A few strong tornadoes could occur near the low-level jet stream as shear becomes more favorable during the early evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma at 5:12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lucca in Malta at 8:04 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a west-southwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy skies and 10 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies with fog and 61 degrees, the dew point 60, 97% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 22 at Alamosa, Colorado, and Grand Canyon, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature, 69, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.04 inches for the month and 9.13 inches for the year. The average high temperature at Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 92, set in 1941, and the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, warm and humid with hazy sunshine, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower to mid 80s. More showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday in the upper 70s. Leftover showers Friday, some afternoon sun around 70, and a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler to start the holiday weekend, both Saturday and Sunday in the mid to upper 60s, and mostly sunny and near 70 on Memorial Day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.